July 13, 2012, from Kumo Media in Johannesburg, I'm Motsabi Hwayane, making headlines. A new report details rot in the Limpopo Education Department, Libya's Mahmoud Jibril wins the election in a landslide over Islamists, and the public protector says South Africans should join hands for improved service delivery. A report released on Friday states that the Limpopo Education Department spent 25 million rand a year on phone bills and that its financial systems are in a state of decay. The department's former administrator, Anis Karadia, says the department further contravened financial laws by splitting a multi-million rand tender into smaller ones of 500,000 rand each to avoid a bidding process. The report was presented to members of the National Council of Provinces on their four-day fact-finding mission to Limpopo in March. The moderate National Forces Alliance of wartime Prime Minister Mahmoud Jibril scored a landslide victory over rival Islamist parties in Libya's first free national election in a generation, partial tallies showed on Thursday. Final official results are not due until next week. However, with a large majority of votes counted, Jibril's alliance had unbeatable leads in Tripoli, the desert south, and the eastern city of Benghazi. Benghazi was the cradle of last year's rebellion against 42 years of Muammar Gaddafi's rule. In central Tripoli district, Jibril's alliance won 46,000 votes against 4,000 for justice and construction. He scored victories in three other Tripoli districts, and an allied party won the fifth. Public Protector Thuli Madonsela said on Thursday that South Africans should join hands to eradicate maladministration and ensure better service delivery. She was speaking at the launch of her inquiry into problems with RDP houses and the illegal conversion of panel vans into taxis. She further stated that the issue of corruption was serious and her office would look at the role of officials, including professionals, played in both investigations. Also making headlines, Angola's opposition party threatens rallies over the vote setup. France's foreign minister says military intervention in Mali is probable, and cement manufacturer PPC unveils a 1.1 billion rand BEE deal, which is expected to expand its South African mining operations. That's a roundup of newsmaking headlines today.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Krima Media's news and information website. Polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.